This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Rhode Island-based CVS Caremark is taking a new, somewhat radical step to try to stop doctors from writing too many prescriptions for painkillers. The company has identified more than 36 individual physicians whom, according to CVS, overprescribe powerful pain medications such as OxyContin. CVS pharmacies will no longer fill prescriptions written by these doctors. We're joined by Dr. Troyan Brennan, Chief Medical Officer of CVS Caremark. He's also an adjunct professor at the Harvard School of Public Health. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So first of all, can you describe to us how CVS went about determining which doctors it believes were over-prescribing opioids or painkillers?
So the first thing we looked for was just people who were prescribing a lot of pain medications and a lot of pain medications compared to other people in their same specialty. And then we basically focused in on those people who were providing these kinds of prescriptions for younger patients and for patients who were paying primarily with cash and for patients who were traveling long distances to come to the pharmacy. These are all factors that have been identified as potentially associated with inappropriate or abusive prescribing. So we used all those factors to run over our entire database of over 1 million prescribers and eventually identified the 42 physicians who were the subject of this paper.
Do you worry about patients who live in places where a CVS pharmacy may be the only one within a reasonable distance who genuinely need painkillers but happen to be getting them from some of the doctors on your lists, that this may make it difficult for them to get the medication they need?
We do worry about that, and that's why we took two steps. One, out of 1 million prescribers, we kept this very narrow to 42 individuals who are really high outliers. And then the second thing is we tried to contact these people. We called them up on the telephone. We sent them multiple letters just so we could understand the nature of their practice. We tried as best we could to sort of minimize that possibility because, you know, no one wants to be part of sort of denying necessary pain medications for someone. Having said that, we have gotten no complaints from patients with regard to the suspensions we put into place with regard to these prescribers.
Dr. Brennan, I'm wondering what you make of the notion that some might have that it's not CVS's place to decide who's an overprescriber, that really you're interfering with the doctor-patient relationship. I mean, how can you exactly know the reasons behind why a doctor is giving out the prescriptions he or she is giving?
Both federal and state law requires the pharmacist to make a determination as to whether or not the medication is appropriate. So we do have a role here. It's hard for the pharmacist to make these determinations, and what we're trying to do is basically take the aggregated data over nearly 1 million prescribers and identify those who might be outliers as a way to support our pharmacists in this decision that they're required to make by both state and federal law.
But I'm wondering, you know, wouldn't, say, you mentioned the DEA, wouldn't the DEA be better positioned to do something about this, or even medical licensing boards who are granting the licenses to the doctors prescribing the prescriptions?
Well, they may be, and we're certainly, you know, would hope that they would take that view. A big point of putting this data together and then publishing it is to promote discussions about these kinds of issues. We don't have definitive answers here, but we're sharing at least some insights that we've gleaned from the work that we've done.
Now, as you know, in Massachusetts, last summer, Governor Deval Patrick signed a law that requires doctors to register with a state prescription monitoring program and that they are required to check the database before prescribing opioids to their patients, a move that's meant to prevent what you were talking about earlier, doctor shopping. So I'm wondering how you think CVS's program fits into efforts already underway in the state of Massachusetts.
Well, we think that's a great program in Massachusetts. What we'd really like to see is a national program. If they did that and it was comprehensive, then pharmacists would have the same degree of transparency with what was going on with the patient as the physicians might under a program that is similar to what exists in Massachusetts today.
Could you tell us why CVS felt that it was important to take this step now? Because the problem of opioids, especially in New England, has been around for some time.
Well, it has been, but it's getting worse. It's a response to a problem that's become more clear over the course of the last couple of years, and we're looking for other solutions as well.
And finally, Dr. Brennan, you are not only Chief Medical Officer of CVS Caremark, but you're also a professor or adjunct professor at the Harvard School of Public Health. And with that in mind, it seems that a disproportionate amount of the opioids being prescribed are coming from patients who are going doctor shopping, essentially. So I guess I'm wondering is how much do you think this program affects the patient side of things rather than just sort of putting the brakes on the doctors who are doing most of the prescribing? Is it enough to stop that doctor shopping?
From a public health point of view, you're always looking at these kinds of problems from the point of view of what are the sort of multiple causes. And one cause, obviously, is there's a lot of patients who are seeking these medications. We've got to understand that and do something about it. But also there is a problem here in this patient that there's inappropriate activities by doctors, you know, in so-called pill mills who are simply writing lots of prescriptions for people because they get paid to do that. And not really treating the patient's illness, but just simply providing prescriptions because it's a lucrative thing to do. And I think that we have to address it from the patient side, but we also have to address it from the prescriber side.
Well, Dr. Troyen Brennan is the Chief Medical Officer of CVS Caremark. He's also adjunct professor at the Harvard School of Public Health. Dr. Brennan, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.